Lake Chastina Community Services District monthly meeting of October 18th, Wednesday, 1 p.m., open session. So we begin with a roll call, please.
Director Chandler?
Here.
Director Cupp?
Here.
Director McIntosh?
Here.
Director Mitchell?
Here.
Director Thompson?
Here.
All right. Norm, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, on the closed session, there is no reportable action. That's exciting, isn't it? Public comments. Now, if you wish to make public comments, you need to sign a blue card. It's over on the table. And your name and the topic you wish to discuss will be printed in the minutes of this, on the printed version of minutes of the meeting. The recording of the meeting will be uploaded to the website, and only after the minutes have been approved from a prior meeting will the written minutes be available and the recording be made available on the website. So anyone want to speak at this meeting? Okay, there's a big rush to the table. I guess then I don't need to read the rules of the road for public comments. Then we'll just dispense with that. So now we're into consent items, and does anyone wish to discuss or have questions here on the board about any of the consent items?
Fire department, just a little more update.
Sure.
We could, especially with, I know, Stephen, the building, we're trying to meet the deadline. How are we doing on that?
It's looking good. We're moving to the point. Should be mostly in by Friday.
Wow. All right.
Way to go.
Now they are working diligently to finish the new buildings, and then of course the police department is going to cheer and applaud as they move out, because then the police department is going to have more room, which they really need. They're in a shoehorn closet, all of their things. So that's going to be the next exciting adventure that the police gets to move into those things. I noticed that you've talked about the College of Siskiyou Academy. What can you tell us more about that?
So we have 7 sleepers right now, which is the most we've ever had.
Wow.
We have 6 going into the academy, and then 1 is into the paramedic program. The academy starts October 30th, and it runs till May 12th, I believe.
So when someone finishes the academy, what does that entitle them to do? Leave us and join Cal Fire?
Yeah, pretty much. Cal Fire does hire most of the cadets. They come out of it with Firefighter 1 and Firefighter 2 state certifications, EMR or EMT. EMR is the minimum. And then just a bunch of other rescue type certifications that they'll receive through it.
Great.
To that end, just from the college standpoint, the reputation, I've been told, from some of our firefighters, even mentioned this when I talked to them, said that they come here because of the opportunities. This is a good place to start,
Yeah. I've been asking the cadets too why they chose us, because sometimes they travel as far as San Diego to come to us.
Really?
So they have to pass probably a dozen firefighter one academies in order to come up to ours. And one of the responses that I commonly hear is that because the fire academy there interacts with the local fire departments, and that's not offered in most other areas. You can't live in the city fire departments for free. That's one of the big reasons, to get that experience and have that free housing as well.
Housing's huge. You used to put on the your report how many we had on our roster. Give us an idea of how many people are on the roster now, firefighters?
So it's constantly fluctuating, especially with CAL FIRE hiring. We technically, they're on our roster, but we don't see them, mm-hmm. a lot of them. So I'd say on our roster, who could show up at any time, probably around 15 right now.
15?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like I said, we have 7 sleepers, which we've never had before. So we have full-time coverage pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
We've got 5 guys sitting over there right now. So, we're doing well.
Yeah. Good.
Okay, any other questions, comments?
No.
On the police activity report, it included a letter from Law Enforcement Consultant Region 2 Manager Training, Delivery, and Compliance Bureau. Could you say a little bit more about that, please?
That's our state credentialing out of Sacramento. They come up once a year and audit us for training, personnel records, and just let you know that we passed it. Everything's good.
Excellent. Because that's not easy to do. As I understand it, your department has a lot of requirements that need to be updated, retrained, et cetera. And so you've got to stay on top of that, right?
We have to do 24 hours of state certified training every 2 years, and 16 of that has to be perishable skills, which is force options, firearms, defensive driving, first aid, CPR, and there's other requirements too for domestic violence awareness. Racial profiling is another one now. Every year the state comes up another mandate that they want us to have, just adds to it. So, but most 99% of it's reimbursed by the state of California. So, actually, the district, after you get your mileage reimbursement, you guys are using money on it. Yeah.
Great. Any other questions that people have? Well, would you like to make an announcement now or when we get into vacant positions?
Oh, I can do it at the police town. We lost a sergeant to the narcotics interagency task force team for the sheriff's department. So we ended up hiring a sheriff's deputy that lives out here, Sam Woods. Has been sheriff's deputy for 4 years, and so we hired him and promoted Officer Erickson to sergeant. And I'd like to thank the staff for coming in on a paid holiday on their days off. It was really nice. They brought some goodies in, and all the families came in. So we had 2 swearings in last Monday.
Yeah.
Last Monday during Columbus Day, we swore in, and then we did a promotion ceremony too. And then Director Chandler came in. Thank you for doing that also.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Yeah.
Lovely event.
Thank you.
Very nice.
That's one of the bright areas of your two departments is doing a great job of filling vacancies and providing, and because you have been able to fill vacancies, providing services to our communities. That's I can't say the same for all of our departments, and we'll get into that a little bit later. Anyway, so that's a great job. I mean, you knew our sergeant was leaving, and you got right on finding a replacement, doing the appropriate interviews, and to hire someone in that department is not straightforward. You have to do background checks, all kinds of, take all kinds of steps in order to make that happen. So. Thank you for doing that and for keeping the department fully staffed.
Yeah, we've never had a problem with, we still get contacted for people wanting to leave other agencies to come work here, which is really nice to hear.
Yeah, great. Any other comments or questions? Anything else on sewer and water report?
I just have a funny comment, not on this report, or maybe it was on this one too. But last month, I remember, gosh, maybe I even said something about it. I wanted to know what the sewer department had to say about rags. I wanted to know what rags were in our sewer system. And it's a polite word I learned, maybe we all learned, for wipes that clog up our sewer system. It's an awful thought, isn't it? Causes awful work to have to get done to clean it out.
Yeah.
They politely call that removing rags.
Yeah.
A little side note.
Looks like they've been busy.
Yeah.
The sewer and water department's been busy.
Yeah.
Have they hired, been able to hire?
No, we're gonna
talk about next.
Yeah, we'll get into that next. So I'm looking for a motion.
I'll make that motion. Have we approved the consent calendar or consent items?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Any more discussion?
No.
No? Then I'll call the vote. I guess we'll need a voice vote because one of our members is on the phone. So.
Do you want me to do the roll call?
Yeah.
Director Chandler?
Aye.
Director Cupp?
Aye.
Director McIntosh?
Aye.
Director Mitchell?
Aye.
Director Thompson?
Aye.
All right, the motion carries or passes?
No, carries.
Carries, okay, 5-0. All right, so we're gonna move on to discussion report action items, and the first one up is vacant positions. And we have several vacant positions, and I'm asking for help from you all. We need to hire two people in the Public Works Department. The Public Works Department is sewer and water. Those positions are for people who like to work outdoors, but also have a capacity for studying systems because the state requires testing. We have several levels of tests and requirements in order to run our sewer and water system appropriately and legally, and we have two open positions. So we are in dire need for people to apply. We've put out, we have it posted in our website, but if you know of, say, a young person who likes to work outdoors, doesn't mind doing a little studying and a little test taking, and is not too large because you've got to fit down sometimes in confined spaces. Please let our building, please let our department know. Just call in to CSD and let us know if you know of anybody, because we really need to hire, and that's a dire need that we have. The other position opening we have is for general manager of CSD. Robert Moser, his last day of employment was September 18th. He's no longer an employee of the CSD. So we are looking for someone to take over that role of general manager. In the meantime, various board members have been serving as acting GM. I've got that responsibility at the moment. And here's helpful information about the job. We don't know if it's going to be part-time or full-time, depending on the qualifications of the person who successfully applies. We think temporarily, at least from the get-go, when we look at all the work that needs to be done, we think that for the time being, it's going to have to be full-time, because there's quite a bit of activity and things happening that need to be worked on. We also are considering having having discussions about different ways of organizing the department, the departments. Currently, every department lead reports to the general manager, but we're thinking we may have discussions down the road of organizing it differently. You know, in some communities, the fire chief and police chief report to a board. In other communities, they all report to a general manager. And that's going to be in flux and deserve lots of hours of discussion. So if you know of anyone who has experience, especially with water and sewer, that's where we need the most help, please have them contact our office to start the application process, because we need good employees, a good GM to lead this group. I gotta say that as acting GM, I mean, I already knew that we have very skilled professional people working in CSD, and my admiration has gone nothing but up since I've been acting GM at the professionalism of our staff. It's been an eye-opening about what has to be done, but also a reconfirmation in my estimation of how professional and how lucky we are in our community to have the people we have working for us. So please help us fill these jobs. We need help. there's really nothing more, there is a lot more for us to decide. We will need, because of the Brown Act, I'll need two volunteer directors to head up a search for the GM, because if we had the whole board, we'd have to keep posting meetings and it's very cumbersome and awkward. So if we can have two board members volunteer to head up the search and preliminary interview process for a GM, I think that's what we need to do to move this along much faster because of the Brown Act restrictions for having a whole board working on that issue. So I'm hoping that somebody volunteers for the job. I'm looking at Carol. Oh, I'm staring at the phone.
Volunteer.
You volunteer? Great. And I know, Rick, that you're out of town for a while, but I don't know how you feel about volunteering to look for a GM. You've been a GM of the Lake Shasta Property Owners Association, so you kind of know what it's about. You've been acting GM for us here recently. You know what that job's about. I don't know, how do you feel about volunteering, Rick?
Well, they're going to make it a little tough for me to be there, probably, as much as I should, to do this. I suppose some can be done remotely. Is there not anyone else? Director Chandler, are you interested in this?
I'm interested in assisting, as being more of an assistant kind of person. I don't have the experience of these long-term board members, but I could play a role with you.
That's
what's okay. Desired.
And
darn
yes,
you, Rick.
Yeah, Director Thompson, you have more to say?
No.
Okay, let me
probably work.
Let me.
We can work that out.
Yeah. Now, if whenever you show up again in our community, and Carla feels that she needs to swap out, we can certainly arrange to, you know, have to make changes in this subcommittee, but I sure appreciate you volunteering since you're the last one standing in front of the line, Carla.
that's fine, and I'll help out as needed.
Yeah, we just have to be careful. We can't have three, everyone probably knows, we can't have three board members talking about something that we would later vote on. That's contrary to the Brown Act. So that's terrific.
One question, does the board want to approve the job description? And before we do anything, I would think that next month we'd want to do that.
Yeah, you could begin by reading what we have now as a job description.
Right.
You know, our just a teeny bit of history. We used to have a general manager who was half-time CSD, half-time LSPOA. And then we had a general manager who was half-time CSD and half-time police chief. And we had a general manager of half-time, most recently half-time CSD general manager and part-time director of public works. So we're not looking for halvesies anymore. We need to catch up on some items. So is there anything else that we need to discuss about?
No, if we've made the decision on the full-time, I think that's huge. And then we'll go with what we have as far as the work that needs to be done. And like you said, it's not been that long since we did this, unfortunately. So we have a place to start.
Sorry, boy. Okay. So now, the next item is a report by our attorney who got pulled into court, and I have to send her a text message so she can excuse herself from court, go into the hallway, I guess, and answer this, describe the answer to this next one. So let's see. I'd adjourn, but I don't think it's going to take that long.
Do you think we should address what, how this came about?
No.
Okay.
Waffling there, huh?
Yeah. I'm glad Jenny's here in case I mess up this phone stuff. So basically, the next one is our attorney is going to, I had requested at the last meeting that our attorney look at this this code of civil procedure and inform us on what that means. So that's what we're waiting for. We're going to come back. I don't know how long this is going to take for her to get excused.
Maybe we should move on to the other one until she comes.
Okay. All right. The next item is actually the long title of it is Sanitary Sewer Management Plan. Now the state requires people who manage sewer systems to have an updated management plan, and it's supposed to be updated every 5 years. Our prior GM back in April of this year signed an agreement with the engineering firm SHN to create a new or an updated plan, and the general manager has the authority to spend up to $25,000 without having to seek board approval. Okay, Margaret is ready. So, all right, Jenny, help me out. Make sure I do this right. So, I hit the conference button and then call.
Let me just look at it with you.
I don't want to cut Rick off.
We'll just hit conference.
Hit conference, and then 1-530-574-1776. Do I push
either
call?
Either one, same thing.
Call.
Good afternoon.
Hey. All right. And then conference two members. All right. So last month, Margaret, I asked you to investigate Code for Civil Procedure 1822.50 Part 3, and then report back to the board so that we could understand what our obligations, if any, might be under that civil code.
Okay, happy to do so. I did have an opportunity to look it up. First, I want to say it does not establish any obligations for the district or for any other agency. What it says, and I'll read it because it's short, is an inspection warrant is an order in writing in the name of the people signed by a judge of the court of record directing to a state or local official commanding him to conduct any inspection required authorized by state or local law or regulations related to building, fire, safety, planning, electrical, health, labor, or zoning. So what this provision does is it allows local entities an ability to get what's called an inspection warrant. That allows you to go and inspect something that may violate a state or local law. The district has been aware of this and has utilized it when they've needed to do inspection warrants in the past, but it doesn't, again, obligate you to do it. It just gives you a tool if necessary. But I'm happy to answer any questions about it.
Any questions from the board? I think go ahead.
Yep. How does this fit into us today?
It's just that we had asked, and someone had brought up this code that, and implied that we're obliged to take some action. And so I asked our attorney to report back to us, and no, it doesn't. That code does not oblige us to take action. So, all right. No further questions?
No, but I think for those who weren't here, you know, it's kind of necessary to talk about it. It was the nuisance of the burnt trees, right? That's what we're dealing with. No, I know you don't want to talk about that, but I think it's just important, you know, that. So it sounds like, Margaret, that we have the ability, if we needed to, go on someone's property, but we wouldn't want to.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, this gives you the ability with a court order to enter someone's property to view, not to take any action, but to view anything that would constitute a potential building safety, plumbing, electrical violation. There's other procedures if you want to remove or to do anything else, but this is, again, this is just a tool that is given to allow you to view any potential violations.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Director Mitchell, I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
So this is in relation to enforcing codes, say that a city has, right? You know, plumbing codes, building codes. We don't have any of that. You know, we don't. It has to be something that is within your jurisdiction. Is that correct, Margaret?
It is state or local law portions related to. While you may not have an electrical code or labor code, you probably would relate to safety code. So that would probably, but otherwise, no, you're right, it's not really applicable to public entities such as the district.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? All right.
So we don't need any kind of motion.
No, there's no motion. It's just a report back to us.
Okay.
Thank you, Margaret, for coming out of the courthouse in order to give us the report. I appreciate it.
Happy to do so. Let me know how everything goes.
All right.
Take care.
Do I end?
She should end it, and that could be good.
Okay.
Yeah, once she hangs up.
Director Thompson, you're still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Good, I haven't messed up. All right. Excellent. All right, so now the other item, the sanitary sewer management plan. Let's see, so the state requires us to have one. It's supposed to be updated every 5 years. Our general manager signs an agreement with our engineering firm, SHN, to get an updated plan in place. It's taken a lot more effort on the engineering part, on their part, and they are saying that it's going to need another $15,000 to complete the work. And so that requires, in my opinion, a vote of approval for that expenditure from the board. So do the board members have any technical questions about this?
I actually have two. One is, are we then going to have the same agreement, or are we going to do an amendment to this agreement?
If you look at the backside, we're used, if you look at the backside.
Backside of the board report.
Yeah, the board report. There it is. That's what we're agreeing to.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So the second question is, I noticed that it said it's not prevailing wages. Did you notice that? I'm just kind of curious if that's because it's a fee.
Yeah.
Yeah, that the fees include or do not include. It says do not include. I thought we always had to pay.
No, these are professional, this is professional, not.
So that's why, okay.
Okay. Any other questions? Director Thompson, do you have a question about this?
Technical question, no.
Yeah, okay. So then I'm looking for a motion to approve this additional addendum number one to the agreement dated April 26, 2023, sanitary sewer management plan.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. So now, is there further discussion about this item?
Gotta have it, gotta have it.
Rick had something.
Director Thompson, did you want to say something more about this?
No, it's just, what you got, what you said, we gotta have it, it's a requirement. By the state, and we don't have a choice in this matter, regardless of how distasteful the cost is.
Yeah, I'll say it. Okay. So can we have a roll call vote on the motion before us?
Yep. Director Chandler? Director Cupp?
Aye.
Director McIntosh?
Aye.
Director Mitchell?
Aye.
Director Thompson?
Aye.
Okay, the motion carries 5-0. So now staff comments. Do we have any more, any staff comments?
You know what? I forgot to include the board report. The burn site, we're looking at opening in November. Probably not the first weekend in November. I drove by it today. I went and looked at it, and there's a lot of work that needs to be done. The brush has grown, so if we burn it, it's going to just spread out to the field. It's probably the third week in November will be the first.
Late in November.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm going to put on my hat as acting general manager. The general manager's office received some disappointing news last week. The state of California has decided not to issue grants. On July 18th, 2023, the State Water Board approved a $150 million reduction in the Budget Act of 2021 wastewater general fund allocations consistent with and so on and so forth. What that means is that we had been working on a construction grant. We were hoping the state would fund like $6 to $7 million of construction for sewer improvements for our district. And they've now said it's off the table, that we can't have that money. So at least this fiscal year. What that means is that I'm working with our lead Public Works employee, Rodney, and with Anders, our SHN engineer, whose company wrote the wastewater, the whole report on what we needed to do and the rate study report, etc. I'm working with the three of them to prioritize our projects. What do we need to do? What can we do with our everyday funding and fees? What do we need to do now? How much money do we need to borrow? I'm going to try to arrange with Mr. Rasmussen to go to the USDA rural development people who reside in Yreka to talk about getting a loan. And of course, then I'm going to have to talk with our accountant to see how much can we pay every month. And so this, the small bit of good news is that when we conducted the rate study, we assumed the state was not going to fund, was not going to give us a grant. So we assumed we were going to have a loan. And so, you know, the process of increasing fees for sewer is governed by the state of California. It's called 218. You do a study of what needs to be done. You produce a rate study. Then you hold a public hearing, and that was done in 2019. And then at the result of the public hearing, the board at that time decided on sewer fee increases. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the last increase was posted to people's account this summer. So there are no more fee increases coming. So we now have this is all the money we're going to be receiving. We're at the end of the string of the five-year plan of increasing fees. So I guess the sort of good news is, in the rate study, we assumed we'd have to get a loan. The bad news is that I'm not seeing, we had hoped that these fee increases would allow us to accumulate money in a reserve account for the sewer department, and I'm not seeing it. After we spend the money we've already allocated in this year's budget, we're about the same amount of money in our reserve account that we had 5, 7, 9 years ago. So this is very disappointing news for all of us in our community, but we're going to work through what is it we need to get done out of this giant plan we had for improving our sewer system. We're going to work on identifying what can we self-fund and what do we need to do right away and go get a loan for that. So I wanted everyone to know so that everybody be as disappointed as I am at this turn of events. But that's what's happened, and that's one of the things that we're just going to have to face up to and tackle. So. What good news. Okay, so now,
I think it's important to note that we did have a loan for our sewer ponds that were put in, quite a while now.
Yeah.
But anyway, that loan we actually paid off early, and we saved a lot in interest. So we don't have any loans, and so if we did need to get a loan, you know, and like you said, they didn't base the rates on getting any grants, so at least we're not really desperate, and it is for this fiscal year. There's a good chance we could get funded next year, you know.
Well,
the state can dig out of the hole they're in.
Yeah. I don't know about how good, but they're just saying for this year we can't get the money, so I think we need to move ahead with trying to establish what is the work we do need to do and go get a loan for that. So. And I don't know what that means for any other grants any of our other departments are looking for. That's state money, not federal money.
This didn't apply to our county or our organization. It's a statewide reduction because of budget not being what they thought it was going to be for the state.
That's right.
I wouldn't want anybody to get confused that we got singled out or something. Or Siskiyou County got singled out, but that's not true. It's just an across the board sort of thing.
Exactly right.
And then who assists us, by the way? Does SHN then assist us in assessing which of our goals in that big booklet should be met first that we would try to get funding for?
It's the same organization that put together the engineering report for wastewater and put together the rate study. It's the same organization that Rodney and I will be talking with. It's Anders Rasmussen is the professional engineer who works on projects for us. So the three of us will be talking about what are our priorities, what should we get, you know, what should we go after first to do. Boy, it's really, I'm bummed, to put it in colloquial terms, because we were hoping, we were hoping for several million dollars from the state, and we're not, at least this year, we're not going to get it.
I do have one last question.
Yeah.
Maybe a comment rather than a question. When you talk about the rate study, and perhaps we were going to be disqualified from grants in the past because our income here in Chestina was a little too high, that's what you talk, no?
No.
Okay, that rate study has to do with income, though. Median household income.
Yeah, let me try to explain.
Do it again so I can understand.
Okay. There was, for those of you who've been here for at least 5 years, you probably remember a survey that came out that asked about household income, et cetera. And that was called an MHI. And Director Thompson, what does that stand for, MHI?
Median household income.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Median household
income study. So the state requires a median household income to decide if they're going to fund, issue a grant, and if they are, how much they would issue, based on how wealthy or poor a community is. So in order to do the rate study, we had to, we hired a company to put out that MHI study, and we didn't, we expected that we would be above the cutoff zone, but we weren't. When the rate study, when the survey came back, we were below, which in ordinary times would allow us to get a bigger loan, more favorable terms for the loan from, or grant from the state, I should say, grant from the state. So unfortunately, we're thinking that if we had to do another rate study and do a public hearing and ask for increase of fees for a sewer system, we'd probably have to hire another survey company to produce an MHI, and I don't know how that would come out, because we were just below the cutoff line. So the cutoff line just meant if you're below, we have an opportunity for bigger grant money or lower interest rates. If you're above, then they figure you got the money, you guys just charge each other and bring in more capital. So if we were to try to raise more money by increasing fees to the community, we'd have to do a rate study, we'd have to do, probably have to do another MHI study, and then do a public hearing. That's in compliance with the state law that's called 218. And short of that, we are not allowed to increase fees for either sewer or water without a rate study, without public hearings. So we're there, unless we start, and that costs money to have another rate study, to do another survey. That costs more money. So right now, I don't plan to raise, ask for that myself. Yes, very sad.
Can I ask a question, or is that out of order?
Now, ordinarily, when we're in staff comments, this isn't time for the public, but this is a big deal in my book. So with the rest of the board's concurrence, I'm going to change up our ordinary order of things. Is that all right with you, Director Thompson?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, and everyone else is saying that that's fine. So keep in mind what you're writing there will show up in the minutes.
Okay.
But it certainly does go back to your comment, Carla. Be careful what you put down your toilet.
Yeah. So the word.
We got to keep our expenses to a minimum.
All you just read?
What do you mean?
Pickard or Picard? I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
Depends which relative you're talking to.
All right. Where are the pumps reduced or reconditioned?
Replaced.
Oh, replaced or reconditioned. We have, over the last several years, we have replaced several pumps. The most glaring example is one of our sewer pump stations burned down in the mill fire, and we had to replace those pumps. So we have reconditioned or replaced pumps a few at a time. Just an FYI for you, there are 36 pump stations in Lake Shasta CSD. Each pump station has two pumps. And depending on how deep, you know, how long the shaft is for the pump or how much it has to move, a new pump could cost anywhere from $10,000 to $50,000 or $10,000 to $35,000 dollars each. And so you can do the math on how much. But we've been a little at a time as they wear out. We have been reconditioning or replacing them. So yes.
I'm just hoping that the money that you're talking about with the rate increases, you know, probably went towards pump reconditioning or replacement.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Thank you.
One of the major projects we have is that there is a collection station or a pump station that collects material from, Rodney calls them the fur-bearing critters. Some people call it the animals area, and all of the area through most of the golf course. That gets collected in a smaller pump station, and what we had hoped to do, one of the projects was to add a line underneath the Scotty course and utilize a pump station that is vastly underused. It's twice as big as that collection box is that we currently use, and we were hoping to add a line. That's quite a major project that we were hoping to do, and so I think that's going to have to happen later. That one may have to happen later. So that's just an example of things we need to do to make sure we have the capacity to grow our community in the future and to be, have viable, good quality services in sewer and water in the future. So, yeah, thanks for asking that question. Yeah. Okay, back to our regularly scheduled broadcast here. Board member comments. Director Chandler, do you have a comment?
My main comment is, thank goodness how knowledgeable you are on all of these matters. Look at the information you're able to provide us. Experience brings us.
Yeah, I'm a chemical engineer. I used to work in refineries and petrochemical plants, so I know a little bit about fluid flow and pipes. Director Thompson, do you have a comment to make?
I do not, thank you.
All right. Director McIntosh.
Yeah. Halloween is coming up, and it's getting dark kind of early, and I like to see the people that are driving through their community to watch out for children that going out for trick-or-treating. They always don't look for traffic. They just run. And I'm hoping we don't have any accidents with children getting hurt.
Here, here. Director Cup. Okay, well, my last comment is, that Veterans Day will occur between now and our next meeting. So give a thought to people who are currently in service, who are being called to the Middle East and hopefully won't be called into duty there. Give a thought to those who have already served and helped protect our nation. So thank you. We're now adjourned until our next LSCSD regular meeting scheduled to be held on November 15th, 1 p.m. right here. Thank you.